2. Literature. Listen to a discussion in a literature class.
I'd like to talk today about the short story that you read for homework over the weekend, The Sandman. Before we get started, and rather than giving me a plot summary, could anyone tell me what it's about? Not a plot summary, please, but just, well, in general, what's it about? What's its theme?
It's a tale about obsession, really, and, well, I guess how obsession can lead to one's demise. You know, to a person's downfall, defeat, death, whatever.
Well said, Tom. And who might this Sandman be, traditionally?
The Sandman is a character in Western myth who helps children fall asleep. But Hoffman, the author, changed the character into a terrible one, a character who steals children's eyes.
That's it. Pretty gruesome, huh? Now, with this in mind, let's look at Hoffman's use of motifs in the story.
Pardon me, but I'm not sure that I fully understand what motif means, and looking around the class, I don't think I'm the only one.
I think you may be right about that. I can certainly clarify. In literature, a motif is an element of symbolic significance that is repeated throughout the story. Are you getting what I mean? It can be a structural element, such as when a certain kind of sentence or narrative voice is used again and again. Or it can also be a repeated literary device, like a metaphor. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Thanks. So back to your question. One motif that I think would be pretty hard to miss is that of the eyes.
I'm glad you brought that up. Can you give me an example of where the eye motif came up?
It was everywhere. I mean, the Sandman would supposedly steal the eyes of children.
Good. And here's something for you all to think about, too. The names of the men that the main character, Nathaniel, believed were the, I guess, incarnations of the Sandman also referred to the eyes. One guy's name was Coppelius, which comes from Coppola. This is related to the Italian word capo, which means eye socket.
That makes a lot of sense. I wondered if that name had another meaning.
Uh-huh. Now, earlier I said that a motif has a symbolic significance. What do you think the significance of the eyes is in this story?
I think it has to do with the connection to the soul. You know, since the eyes are supposed to be the window to the soul, that explains why another character, a robot actually, seemed so vacant to everyone despite her beauty. She had no eyes. So, no eyes, no soul.
That's a great interpretation. That would also explain why Nathaniel was so afraid of the Sandman, or those he associated with the Sandman. Perhaps he was afraid the Sandman would steal his soul.
6. How does the professor organize the information about the Sandman that she presents to the class? Seven. Why does the professor mention the Italian word capo? 8. What does the male student imply about the class's understanding of the term motif? 9. Based on information from the lecture, indicate which of the statements below are included in the class's discussion of the Sandman. Place a check mark in the correct box. Ten. What does the student imply when he says this?
So back to your question. One motif that I think would be pretty hard to miss is that of the eyes.